Freya Hoffmeister seems like she enjoys a good challenge. She's 53 and has been kayaking for 21 years. Her accomplishments include circumnavigating two continents, and she's currently working on her third, North America. Because?
I couldn't find a smaller continent after Australia and South America. So.
According to Canoe and Kayak magazine, she's the first person to ever kayak around South America, and only the second to finish the Australian loop. When she completes this voyage, Hoffmeister says she'll be the first person to conquer North America. But that won't happen for a while. She believes it'll take her about 8 to 10 years to finish. Even though Hoffmeister has kayaked all around the world, this trip has already presented her with some things she's never faced before.
What was new for me was obviously dealing with the bears. I've never paddled with bears. Quite happy with the situation of the brown and black ones, and they were nice to me. I was nice to them, and I met a bunch, but no close encounter.
How many bears have you seen so far?
Oh, I can't count them, actually, but 15, 16, or 20 even. But on land, I think it was 4 or 5, and the rest were from the water.
But she only spotted one bear in the Kodiak Archipelago. Instead of continuing north from Kodiak, Hoffmeister is going to fly down to Seattle and begin the southern leg of her journey. She's splitting her trip into two parts. One will take her through the Northwest Passage and the other through the Panama Canal. Hoffmeister is making sure to take plenty of breaks on her way around North America. She says she'll try to spend half the year on the water and half the year at home in Germany. There, she manages two ice cream shops and a Christmas decoration store. Hoffmeister is drawn to kayaking because she has what it takes to do it, and it lets her bring amenities other extreme sports wouldn't.
Well, I'm not really a low-weight, ultralight person. I like to have my comfortable tent, and I also like to carry a bottle of nail polish and some convenient things. And I like it because not everybody can do it. Hiking can be done by mostly everybody, and biking also mostly, and kayaking needs to be a bit more skilled. So.
Hoffmeister plans on returning to Kodiak next year to continue the northern part of her trip. She's looking forward to spending a little more time here in the future, since she only got to stay in Kodiak for a few days this time around. For KMXT, I'm Mitch Borden.